You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Go Plug Yourself. We've been talking to awesome people in Montreal since 2011. Just a friendly reminder that if you're going to be buying anything on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, go to 9to5.cc first and click the links at the bottom or in the sidebar so that we get a bit of that money. Also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and enjoy the show.
Go plug yourself. You plug in mother plugger. Go plug yourself. You plug in mother pluggers. Go plug yourself. You plug in mother pluggers. Go plug yourself. It's Walter and Keith talking on the internet.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
I don't know if we caught your amazing sound check.
Dad right one, dad two, dad please tie my shoe.
Dad, I never taught you how to tie shoes. Walter wants Velcro. So it's been about 6 months, Walter, since we had Giant Tiger on the show.
I thought you were going to say 6 months since we had a wrestler on the show, but I'm like, that doesn't seem right.
No, I don't think so. I don't even think that's true.
No.
I think in the last 6 months, we definitely had Sexy Eddie on the show.
We did.
You guys had Sexy Eddie on
the
show?
Eddie, yeah. That was
what was
good.
That like?
That was good. He was great.
Please tell me you're going to eat the pepper during the podcast.
And I was going to prepare a salad. I was going to eat it after. I've wrestled Eddie a bunch of times. Did I ever tell you about the match with Eddie?
The match with Eddie?
Yeah, the match. Like one of the matches of my...
Illustrious career,
yeah. You want to hear it?
So Tiger's making himself a crystal meth and cocaine salad.
Yeah,
now.
With some red pepper.
With
I'm going to julienne some red pepper and put it in there.
Red pepper on top of it. So the match with Eddie.
It was for Interspecies Wrestling. And it was an alco brawl. Yeah, and basically the whole...
Love it already.
The whole story of the match was that we were getting drunk before the match.
Right.
And
it sounds
we
like
were,
your story with Colt Cabana also.
It's the same thing, basically. we were getting drunk before the match with the fans, and then during the match we had to drink.
Okay.
So we had to be hammered during this match, and it's available. You can buy it from ISW. And during the match, towards the end of the match, I rip off Eddie's underwear.
Right.
And he's completely naked, kicks me, climbs to the top with no hands, and then does a moonsault completely naked.
Nice.
And pins me. 1, 2, 3.
Moonsault.
A full moonsault, yeah.
Yay. Walter's shaking his head. No.
I have it on DVD, Walter, if you want to see it.
I do.
Yeah?
You know I want to see that.
We'll get
I don't want to see
we'll
that.
We'll get that
yes,
clip
I
up there.
See that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Eddie was talking about his the terrible time, like the video that everybody knows him from online where he had gashed his like artery in his
yeah,
arm.
Yeah, yeah, and he drank his own blood.
Drank his own
blood. I feel like this brings it up to the 10th time this story has been told
it's
on the podcast.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
I linked to the video of it. Like I had seen it before, like way back when.
Yeah,
but then,
yeah.
And every time you watch it, you're like, and it's so weird because it doesn't even like make sense with his gimmick that suddenly he's just
drinking his own blood.
Just
yeah, yeah, yeah.
His own sexy
Opens
blood.
Opens himself up and just starts squeezing. You can see it too on the video. Like,
yeah, exactly.
If you watch it on YouTube, you can see him look at his arm and be like, oh, okay. And then just fucking start drinking it.
And makes
yeah.
it a fountain. So what was your...
One of the coolest things I've ever
welcome
seen.
Welcome to the Back to the Show, Giant Tiger.
Hey, third time.
Third time in the third best podcast in the city.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So Tiger's running after the title. I think our all-timers are at 4 and 5, I think. In terms
Who
of,
are they?
Kyle Alatt is a local actor. He's okay. The guy from the Videotron commercials. Who was like clicking through the channels?
The guy from the video
looking for tons of copies. He was also in the Star Wars Origins commercials.
Oh, I have no idea.
Not the Origins.
Star Wars
Identities. Identities.
Anyway, and then he's in first, I believe, at 5. Coming in at 4.
We've noted Kyle on 5 times.
Yeah, we have. Definitely 3
no,
in canon and maybe 5 outside of it.
What?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Fucking Kyle, right?
Why do we do that?
Anyway, either tying him. Or just beneath him is Mike Patterson.
Yeah.
For
the all-time greats.
I think Mike P's got a standing invitation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if he showed up right now, he'd...
I would definitely hang out with him.
We'd plug in a mic, and that's what happened on the Massimo podcast. The first time we had Massimo on, Mike P just showed up.
Do you know Massimo
as
well?
Yeah, of course. I've seen him perform.
Yeah.
In X-Men?
No, on stand-up.
He's stand-up comedy. He's also in the new X-Men.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really funny guy. Really, really funny guy.
Ah.
Well...
So anyway, so Tiger's back.
Tiger's back.
Tiger's back.
It's
Tiger's back.
Summertime, I guess.
Summertime Giant Tiger, not wrestling.
Summertime Giant Tiger,
yeah, not wrestling.
What's the story with the salad here?
I eat salad.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
exclusively now, or
no? It's because I always eat the same thing at home, which is just raw vegetables and chicken.
Okay.
But is the chicken raw?
No, this chicken is not raw. I've tried that.
I was like, that's not healthy, Tiger.
shat my fucking asshole up. And, so I'm not going to be home. I have to eat before 7. That's my thing. I eat before 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. And, eat early. It's better for you.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I used to eat at like 9, 9:30.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That really fucks you up. You know what I mean? It just sits in there as you're sleeping. Yeah. I go to bed early, too. I'm in bed at like 10:30.
Yeah.
Get up at 6. Feed my cats. That's not even a joke. I get up at 6 to feed my cats.
Man,
two of them.
Every time I hear about your life, Walter, by Walter I mean Tiger.
Yeah.
Every time I hear about your life, I can only just, I guess, put together that the loss of your barbecue really fucked you up.
Yeah. Like, now I've got two,
I go to bed
two
early.
Stupid little cats. Yeah.
I have cats. I don't leave the house. I stop wrestling.
Yeah. Stupid little asshole cats.
Exactly. There is a guy who has a similar build to you wrestling that I've seen. The Flying Ultimate Quail.
Native.
Yeah. He has
I'm excited to see. I actually bought a ticket for Battle War.
So
I'm going to go see him. Yeah.
See your competition?
Yeah, see what's going on here. Well, I'm not allowed there anymore, but
okay.
Flying Ultimate Quail will do it.
Mm-hmm.
I heard he does a real nice tomahawk chop.
Yep.
Yeah. Power slam.
But do they let you in if you buy a ticket still? Or
what's that?
Do they let you in if you buy a ticket still?
Oh, yeah, as long as I buy a ticket.
Okay.
Because
that seems... Like, I don't want to tell the Battle War guys how to run their show, but I feel that there should be someone paying attention to tickets. Because, I mean, not to say you're going to cause any trouble, but, like, Rogan also bought a ticket.
Ryan Rogan.
Rogan bought a ticket.
They're not very good at that.
Yeah, exactly.
The doorman interfering and hitting people.
Rogan, yeah.
Exactly. I feel that, like, anybody could show up and
start beating people
buy a
up.
Ticket and get into the
Either
ring.
Of you guys see Raw this week?
I have
last night.
Yesterday, I didn't see
it. I heard there was a whole I bought a ticket, I'm allowed to be here angle last night.
Yeah, from one of the Bellas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Did she look good?
Yeah.
She's I don't know. Are you a Brie man or a Nikki fella?
Which one's Brie? Who's
Brie,
got the
Brie
big
Mary,
tits?
Smaller boobs.
The big tits is
Nikki. So, is
Nikki has knockers, as Walter likes
Nikki
to remind.
Yeah, I like her.
Brie is Brian.
I like her. She's got more of an ass too. The other one I find is too skinny.
I like it. I think it's that she's on like the vegan diet with like.
Brian. I like the way that she has guns tattooed above her veg.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Who does?
Brie.
Brie, really?
Yeah.
That's classy.
Yeah, you can see them every now and then. You can see the handles.
Hot. You know who I like is that that Russian bitch. What's her
Lana.
Name?
Lana.
Lana.
Yeah.
Did you? I know you don't follow necessarily WWE. Like
I watch sometimes.
But
sometimes.
Yeah, they. I was had a jaw drop moment at the last pay per view where they like. Heavily alluded to the Russia shooting down the plane in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, they do not give a fuck.
You watched the pay-per-view on Sunday.
What did they do?
Well, because,
I
like,
saw it, but I didn't
she
paying
said
attention.
She was in the ring saying, you know, Americans are hypocrites because, you know, they blame Russia for
recent events.
And it was mentioned on the Daily Show and shit. Like
That they called it?
Yeah.
Because Stewart's a mark, right?
Yeah, but no, but I don't, like, not in a good way, though. Like, I mean, people are saying they exploited, like, the tragedy and whatnot.
Yeah.
Which leads me to my next question. What's the most
exploitive
tasteless
thing you ever did?
Story? What's the most tasteless storyline you've ever been,
let's say been a part of. It doesn't need to have been your idea.
Or that you've witnessed, or that you've...
I'll go with been a part of. Most tasteless. Jesus, I never did anything that bad.
Every appearance on the show is you just documenting terrible things that you've done. And you're telling me now that you've never done anything
bad. When you retire, there's going to be like an audio CD, like in my mind, there's a DVD box set, and there's going to be an audio CD that comes with it that are just the episodes that Go Plug Yourself that you've done
fans. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I've always thought about like writing a book or something with all these stories. Anyway, one of the most tasteless, I guess, stories we did was this is another in Battle War. It's completely different. I'm like a sweetheart at Battle War, right?
Yeah.
So I don't do anything really perverted or crazy, but. For ISW, I feuded with Beef Wellington
yeah.
right.
for like 6 years, 5-6 years. And the whole story was that I had a crush on Beef Wellington. And if I won the match, I would have sex with him. He would become my property for 72 hours.
Wow.
And, you know, it was, you know, me fucking him, basically. Like, the whole angle was about me raping this man. I didn't want to get fucked. That was the whole thing, right?
And right, Jesus. All right, one of those things.
You know how it goes. You know, a little rape angle. Yeah. And here's the thing about...
God bless the indies, am I right?
Yeah. About that. Exactly. The fucked up thing is that angle was, like, the top angle at that company. Like, it was... I remember going on message boards and people were being like, hey, what's ISW? Oh, is that the Fed where Giant Tiger is fucking Beef Wellington?
Did Meltzer write about it?
I don't know.
Gets on Observer?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. But anyway, so after I like, raped... In quotes, rape Beef Wellington.
He's putting air quotes. Yeah,
he's putting air quotes. Listen,
you can't see. After I raped Beef Wellington, we did a thing where
they're just gonna I'm gonna cut this entire.
I've got it wrong.
Cutting this entire podcast down to 1 second.
I've got it
just
wrong.
After I raped Beef Wellington.
You remember The Simpsons when Homer touches that girl's ass, the babysitter, and you're
seeing
like
when he pulls the gummy bear off it.
Sweet Ken, sweet Ken.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you guys are gonna do.
Exactly.
After
I raped Beef Wellington. Was the happiest day of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just that's the
okay,
podcast.
Thank you very much.
Giant Tiger, everybody.
Yay.
So, so what happened was the angle was Beef accepted the challenge because I had fucked his dad. We did a thing where I had sex with Beef Wellington's father.
What was Beef Wellington's father's name?
I don't know. I fucked your dad. It was always just like, oh, I fucked your dad, Beef. Beef, I fucked
Beef.
Your dad. Anyway.
Beef, I fucked your dad.
Mike Roch, the owner of the company,
right,
found a belt. I think he found it like in the garbage or something.
Your dad belt?
Yes.
Oh my god.
He found it in the garbage, and I remember Twiggy drew on it, and it became the Beef Fatherfucker title. And I would walk around with this title that said
god.
Beef Fatherfucker.
BFFs, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and then Beef accepted the challenge, and then I fucked Beef, and then we. In the angle, Beef shot me.
Shot you?
Had me shot with a gun, yeah.
It was like a bring-your-own-weapons and he brought a gun?
No, it was filmed. It was like him shooting me.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question here about this. Now, if this is, in fact, the stipulation that someone's getting fucked here, right?
Right.
Father on a pole match.
Yeah, well, no, but the stipulation is that if you win, you get to fuck Beef at the end. Where is the payoff? For the crowd, though, I mean, did you fuck him in the ring, or...?
No, we were, like, we filmed it, and then I kept saying that I was going to release the footage, and then the crowd went nuts, and it was really fucked up. If you watch the DVDs now,
yeah, it was
I'm
really
not
fucked
even
up.
Kidding,
it sounds like it was
the
really
crowd
fucked.
Is chanting, rape. Because I grabbed Beef Wellington's
rape,
hand
rape,
after
rape.
The match, right?
Oh, my
you
God.
You see me, like, and I'm in the ring, and I go, hey, Beef... you're gonna kiss me on the lips right now in front of all these people, and he like didn't want to do it. And the fucked up thing was he was the good guy, but the crowd turned it. They wanted me to fuck Beef.
Wow, yeah,
exactly.
And so I made him put on lipstick in the ring, and I made him take his shirt off, and he really didn't want to do either of those things. So if you watch the DVD, he comes up to me, and I give him a kiss, and the camera's fucking so close on us. And I'm open lip kissing him to get like that effect. And, oh, it was just probably the worst thing I've ever done in pro wrestling, and like to actually do. And I think current Giant Tiger would never be a part of that now.
No.
And then we went on that for like years. I wrestled a guy named Steven the Turtle Weiner.
Oh, I know about Turtle.
I wrestled him, and the match was because everybody knows that he has a hot sister.
Really?
So the match was, I said, oh, I fucked dads before, Steven Turtle, I'm going to fuck your sister,
yeah.
You know, fuck you. The match was I was going to fuck his sister, and then, like, Eddie Kingston did a run-in, and it was just a mess.
Do you know about Turtle, Keith?
No.
Is this dude, he's autistic? Or
Steven,
mildly autistic?
I don't know what he is. He's mildly
Maybe
autistic.
Maybe a little bit of Asperger's.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I
think that's what it is.
Yeah, well, he's...
He's a professionally trained wrestler.
Yeah. Hmm.
And I wrestled him at ISW, and, like, just a sweet – he was a sweet dude. Like,
yeah.
I remember liking him.
He's very well-liked. He's Like
Freight Train.
Yeah, like Freight Train.
Freight Train is just fucking awesome.
Freight Train is so
I've always spoken about how, you know, if I had an endless supply of money, if I can bring somebody in, it would be Freight Train.
Is he that expensive?
Probably not, but just the transportation. I think he lives in Georgia.
Maybe.
Really?
So that transportation is fucking expensive.
That makes the accent makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. You should pay attention to maybe where the $5 guys are, and if he ever heads up north, if you can make it like...
Fuck, I would love it.
Like, just like pay attention to their map, because they travel a bit, the $5.
Right, right.
So if they head up north on the map, and you can work
shit.
It out.
Here's another angle that I did. This was...
worse than raping beef?
No, it's not as bad, but this is just so retarded. The angle was... Twiggy was the... Again, this is ISW. I'm really supposed to be promoting Battle, or it sounds like an ISW thing.
That's fine.
But yeah,
you're
it's cool. We'll
dropping names.
They're cool.
Beef Wellington
they're cool
is there.
People. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All these people. Yeah.
Twiggy's there.
Those ISW guys are cool motherfuckers, so I don't mind.
Not
I was
like those
wrestling.
Go plug yourself, guys. They're assholes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
I was wrestling Twiggy. He was the champion at the time.
Okay.
And the angle was I was jealous that Twiggy had a bigger dick than me. So the match was, if I beat Twiggy, I was going to cut his dick off.
Like
attach it to my body. And this was it. And like people really got behind this, and they wanted Twiggy to win. They're like, no, don't cut off his dick and stuff like this. We're all fucking grown men, right? Performing in front of other grown people,
right.
Men and women. So it's pretty ridiculous. Anyway, we did a fans bringing the weapons match.
Someone brought a dick cutter.
Well, I think somebody brought, like, a dildo and stuff. Like that. And I remember Twiggy won by smashing a table over my head. Nice. And before that match, Homicide wrestled. You guys know Homicide?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and that was a weird angle. There was the beef,
thing,
and the Twiggy
I have a question,
dick.
Though. What, like, this is, I guess, sadly breaking kayfabe just a little bit. When you're thinking about the angle, were you drunk? When you were like, what are we going to do, beef? What are we going to do? He's like, who thought it up? Who in creative was like?
Hey, I don't know if we're kind of you know.
I didn't like
about
okay.
This
wait,
stuff.
Let's phrase it this way: what led how did it build towards what were the circumstances that led towards you know? To,
like,
to,
were you guys drunk to, at a bar
to
and you were just like let's
over?
No, here's what happened.
Forceful sex.
The first match between me and Beef. Wasn't a beef father fucker. I didn't say anything, but
didn't go straight to fucking his father. He didn't.
During the match, he pinned me like 30 seconds into the match. It was a lock up, shoulder tackle, pin, 1, 2, 3, and then I grabbed the mic and I said, because I in a promo I said I fucked his dad, but it was just like very small. I don't know why that came up.
Right.
And then
it does. This is one
exactly.
Of those things,
yeah.
Yeah.
I fucked
every now
his dad
and then, whenever
yeah.
I'm mad at Walter, I'm like, fuck your dad.
Fuck your dad. Oh, fuck you. I grabbed the mic and I told Beef, Beef, I'm going to fuck your dad again unless you come back. But that match, the person that booked that match and started that match at ISW was Twiggy. Twiggy was booking some matches at ISW.
Twiggy is the
and he's like,
problem.
Well, Giant Tiger is funny and so is Beef Wellington. Let's book it. And hey. I remember at the time they didn't want to do it. The ISW guys were like, we don't know if it'll be a good match. We don't know if it'll be a good match. And then Twiggy's like, trust me on this, because Twiggy is very fucking persuasive. And we did the match, and 6 years later, we're still
in the feud.
Stupid feud, yeah.
Do you see it ever coming? Do you see it ever rearing its ugly head? Like, do you see it, like, do you think has that hatchet been buried?
We ended it at Battle War.
Right.
Battle War 1, the first show. It was me and Beef. And Beef is actually my trainer, right? So, like, I have a big history with Beef.
Right.
apart from...
Pretty
apart
nice
from,
of him apart from fucking his dad and raping him.
Yeah, well, whatever. Like,
shit.
You know, like, it wasn't 72 hours of only rape. Like, there was some bonding
yeah,
that happened
some romance,
in the 70s.
Yeah, absolutely.
It would wind him, dined him, got him a steak or whatever. It wasn't,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't 72 Salad. Hours of straight rape. Like, no man has that stamina. There was some bonding that happened.
Yeah, that was a really... Just a really fun time.
Sounds like it.
What was the question? I forgot.
The question was like, where did it come from? So I guess you answered it. It just came from just
Twiggy
a weird...
booked it. Twiggy booked the match. And then
and then
just kind of kept going and going
Twiggy
and
named
going.
The belt, too.
Twiggy named
Twiggy's
the belt.
Twiggy's the one to blame for this perverse angle.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a real piece of shit. Anyway, at Battle War 1, it was me and Beef, and then it was Beef's, like, retirement match, even though he's wrestled, like, fucking 10 times since then.
They were extenuating circumstances, though.
Right.
Each one.
And at the end of the match, I grabbed the mic and I said, Beef, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for you. And, you know, wrestling wouldn't be what it was today if it wasn't for you, which is the fucking truth. Because, you know, there was IWS that was really popular. And the person behind that, no matter what anybody says, was Beef Wellington. He's the guy that did all the fucking hard work. And he's the guy that, you know, did the shows. It was him and a guy named Brian, right?
Okay.
So they put a lot of work into it. And I really believe that if it wasn't for those guys, wrestling wouldn't be the same.
Right.
So I told him if wrestling wasn't for you, if you weren't a part of wrestling, it wouldn't be the same. Like, right. Who knows what the fuck would have happened.
If you wanted to go even further,
yeah,
you could be like, if he didn't train you, maybe there wouldn't even be Battle War.
That's what I said. I said that. I said that on the microphone.
Because
War's a gang of guys. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Walter's just shaking his head.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So anyway, so to thank him, what I did was I gave him the Beef Fatherfucker title, and I said the new Beef Fatherfucker
champion.
That's
what his
son wants. Beef Wellington. And he's got it sitting in his living room now.
For his kids to look at.
Which we actually had a belt made after like a year. It's the NWA title. But it's got a picture of like a dad, I guess, on the side. And it says Beef Fatherfucker. It's an actual belt that, yeah. Yeah, it's not so bad.
Maybe.
This is our hobby, yeah.
I just like stuff like that. Like if Beef ultimately like does end up with kids and all that stuff. I remember, like, I could just imagine, like, Grandpa Beef and his kids going through the attic and being like, who's Beef Fatherfucker? Like,
yeah,
what
yeah,
is
yeah,
this?
Yeah.
Why do you own this item? Yeah, yeah. Why is this in our house, Dad?
Well, here's what happens, son.
Exactly. There's a
15 years ago, we did a wrestling thing. Yeah,
there's
yeah.
a guy named Giant Tiger.
Who fucked me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, Tiger, I know you're not.
Owned me for 72 hours.
Yeah.
He still doesn't break kayfabe to his kids.
I don't want to forcefully move away from this topic here.
It's okay, because if I say my next question, it's such a jump.
I know you're not involved directly, perhaps personally, with the next edition of Battle War.
Yo.
But
you said he's going to buy a ticket. As you should,
yeah, you're going to be there in spirit, possibly.
Yeah, I'll buy a ticket. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I kind of, it's, you know, the you whole Kevin
sort of,
Steen thing, I got to find
you have some
check
sort of
out.
Vested interest.
Right, absolutely.
In the product. as you mentioned, Kevin is returning.
Yep.
I'm expecting him to show up any minute now. I sent him a tweet saying
yeah, he's
going to
fly
in
any minute.
On,
just
should
walk
come
right
on the
in.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Package pile drive you through a table.
Let's get the dates. Let's get the dates on that real quick. That is July 27th.
So this goes up Thursday. You
Battle
have 2
War,
days to get tickets.
Battle
shirts.
War 20.
Battle War 20. Actually, a day before my birthday.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm
going
to be 27 years old, so that's pretty big. Yeah.
It's a big one.
Yeah, most rock stars die at 27, so we'll see.
I just
what
turned
happens.
28, so I made it through the 27 year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 27 year was rough.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know what I was going through. I think 27 was generally a year of bliss. Huh? No, Sarah, we've been dating for like
okay,
6 years.
Okay,
all
right, well, you're not talking to the person that's not on mic.
We're like, wow, Walter, you want to take out your keys and shake them into the microphone?
I do. I'm saving that.
I was like, get the microphone close so I can hear you play with your ice. All right, hang on, slurp real loud.
All right.
Number 3 podcast, Montreal.
Third best podcast.
So I dare say... I'm going to go out there and say unofficial podcast of Battle War.
I would even say that, the unofficial Battle War podcast.
Unofficial Battle War podcast.
So.
Yeah, you guys have done a lot, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, so now who is the – it was the last time Mr. Steen graced the Battle War pantheon?
It was about August, almost 2 years ago.
That was when he fought Phantom.
Battle War 3 versus the Green Phantom.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Keith?
I did.
How was that?
It was good.
Yeah.
That was, I think, the first time I met Phantom.
Yeah, Battle War 3 – the Green Phantom versus Kevin Steen, and then he's just a really busy guy, so it's always been, you know,
it's
hard
tough.
For Battle
and
War to
see,
kind of get him around.
And if the rumor mills are accurate, getting busier.
Yeah, there's all kinds
yeah,
of rumors.
I
he's
don't
going
think
to some, he's going to some might be going to some big organization down
yeah,
south.
Yeah, some fucking I don't
yeah.
know. Man.
some fucking marks.
Yeah, might even just be moving. I don't even know.
Just
but
move.
regardless as to bullshit internet rumors.
He might get
and
busier.
All the goodbye speeches
and all the
everything.
Goodbye.
The constant big goodbye speeches, the photos of like my last time walking down the ROH ramp and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah,
regardless
yeah.
as to whatever else is going on.
Imagine if that was all a joke that he was playing.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
He's signing with TNA. What did that one out?
If he does sign with TNA, you're gonna feel like the fool.
Yeah, no, I'll feel like amazing. but this is cool. It's a big deal. And can you?
Oh, it's huge.
What do you know? He's gonna be stepping into the ring with Mr. Shane Matthews. Yes.
Shane Big Magic Matthews. Yeah.
Right.
Who yeah. we hope to get on the podcast one day. We came
yeah.
very close to having him when we did the backstage.
Very close this time.
Today almost happened,
again,
but he was
yeah.
at the water slides.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I just imagine him doing his hand signal going
yeah,
down
yeah,
every
yeah.
slide.
Classic Shane Matthews.
Just yeah. not looking like he's having fun.
No,
just
no, he's
posing,
always miserable.
Posing
yeah, yeah, he's
as
miserable.
He slides down.
Yeah, I've never. Do you know where the Big Magic thing comes from?
Big Magic. I.
Well, that whole
I think I do. I know where Big Magic comes from. I don't know if he would mind me saying it.
He's not here to stop you, and that's his fault. Is it his dick?
No, it's not his. It's not his. I mean, I don't even think it's that big a deal. I'm certain it was when Shane Matthews was a good guy and we wrestled for C4, me,
okay.
Twiggy, and Big Magic. And I'm 99% certain that's a Twiggy idea.
Big Magic.
Why don't you call yourself Big Magic? And then Twiggy had another idea for him. Like, here's an idea. And it was really funny. It was Hot Property. And I thought that was an amazing nickname that he
Hot
just
Property.
Never picked up. Yeah, Hot Property, Shane Matthews.
I don't know. Battle Wars really brought out the worst of Shane, huh?
Yeah. He's a real scumbag. He's
a real
sack of garbage, man.
Yeah.
He's, I would say on his way... to being there's like major heels in Battle War, I would say like TDT.
Right.
And then Shane Matthews.
Yeah.
Like, I feel that those are the.
I think he's the worst.
Do you think he's the worst?
I think him and Brian the Guppy, the last few shows, has been really just. People just hate his guts. But it's not intentional. Comes out singing Happy Birthday,
oof.
And it's fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah,
I've been
in that
birthday.
Crowd the last couple of times, and Brian comes out, and
they hate him.
Yeah. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
He needs
yeah.
to buy better shirts.
Brian the Guppy.
Yeah,
I always feel like he's coming from work or something.
He probably
is.
Soccer practice
yeah.
from his kids or something. Yeah,
he just came from like a nice sit down meal with his in laws.
Yeah.
Immediately to Battle War.
No, so anyway, Big Magic versus Kevin Steen. I mean, I can't confirm any of these rumors. I don't really know. Battle War can't do it.
Well, he's saying goodbye to everybody.
Kevin can't do it. He's saying goodbye to everybody.
Oh, my God.
I think that
he's retiring.
This Sunday, $15 to see Kevin Steen in Montreal. I can't imagine that happening again.
Well, this is similar, right? Like, there's the footage online of Generico's last match at Battle War.
Right.
And that was like crazy emotional. Everybody chanting, everybody in the ring.
Yeah,
everybody.
It was real crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to say that that's going to happen, but Battle War did a send off right for Generico.
Yeah.
And if Kevin Steen is going to be busy for the next little while, I feel that Battle War is kind of the place to have a send off.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the thing with Generico that. Was really special was that he was there full time. He was almost at every single show.
Yeah.
And he was in the main event, and he was like the guy that, you know, wrestled the new up-and-coming guys. Like
yeah,
he wrestled
yeah.
Bucks and Shane Hawk and guys like that. Chuck Taylor in his last match.
Yep.
Kevin's a bit of a different story because he hasn't been around. It's just like, I think it's just like, just say goodbye to the city that you started it. Say goodbye
yeah.
to your city.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one that really wants to do it.
Wow.
He's the one that came up, and he's like, this is the city. Like, he trained with Jacques Rougeau.
Yeah.
And this is the city that did it. I remember being 14 years old and seeing Kevin Steen wrestle as Le Kid at the fucking Bell Center for Jacques Rougeau's show.
The Jacques Rougeau Spectacular de Lutte or whatever?
Kevin Steen was 17, and he was wrestling as Le Kid. and I was 15, I think, and he was wrestling in like this multi-man thing. So I think it's Kevin's way of saying, you know, thank you for everything, Montreal, and I love this place. And it was the same with Generico. That guy loves Montreal, and he just wants to say goodbye. And I think anybody that lives here really loves it.
I mean, like, spoilers, anybody who Googles this, Generico, Sami Zayn are at least related.
Very similar.
They're at least related.
No,
I think they're
similar
at least
in a way.
They're related. They have very similar beards, very similar voice. But anyway, I don't want to necessarily make that comparison, but like I feel the spiritual successor to Generico is Sami Zayn, at the very least. And Sami Zayn even has the Montreal Metro style pattern.
That guy loves Montreal.
Exactly.
Man.
He's really into Montreal too.
We all are.
Exactly.
Like
so,
if you're from Montreal and you don't love it, there's something really fucking wrong with you.
You're a son of a bitch.
You're a piece of shit. Everybody always says, like, anybody listening from New York, like any Giant Tiger fans, I apologize, but people that like say, like, oh, New York is the best place to live, and you know, all that bullshit, or like Toronto's the best place to live.
Fuck you, we have terrible winters.
Yeah.
Take that, other cities.
This is actually, in my opinion, like, I wouldn't live anywhere else.
Yeah.
And like these wrestlers like Kevin and Generico, they know that, and they love it, man, and this place makes people. And
even when you do watch that, that show there that happens on Monday nights, you always get when they do come to Montreal that like everybody seems a little excited to be in Montreal, even non-Montrealers. There's always like the announcers reference it all the time, like they're like,
we're
in Montreal, anything could happen, it's Montreal.
Crowd Montreal.
Fucking heels are suddenly
Jerry
way
Lawler
over
gets so excited he almost dies.
did you see his promo last time when he called it the Royal Victorian Hospital?
Did he botch it?
He said the Royal Victorian.
At least
moron.
He vaguely knew where he was. Step up from him usually. But exactly. I think Montreal is just like a great city, but it's also a great wrestling city too. Like there's
man,
the fans
there's a
there
lot that's happened here.
Yeah. Like
great
the
fa-
and just
city.
Like the fans, and like I said, you get it even on the on that show on Monday night where you even get the impression that even people who've never been here are just like excited to wrestle in Montreal because you're you're like, fuck, anything could happen. I think that's cool. Yeah. Walter went down into
to the Raw
wrestling show.
Yeah.
And he had
a
sign.
Did you watch it on from like a closed circuit TV or?
No.
Exactly. You watched it from the green room.
That one really got me actually. I was there live.
Yeah.
I was there with this guy named Goat. I don't know if you know him. I call him Goat. Anyway. No, you probably don't know him. But I was way up there, man, and I'm fucking terrified of heights, so I was so scared. Terrified of heights.
So your match with Vince didn't go well?
No. I thought his name was Vance.
Vance.
Yeah. I called him Vance.
That's probably
hey,
what
Vance,
did it.
Vance, how you doing?
That's probably what did it. You fucked it up.
You looked angry,
You blew it.
Who's Vance?
Now, I just want to one more question on the Shane Matthews.
Vance.
The upcoming Shane Matthews.
Big Mac.
Kevin Steen, Raw. I wasn't really sure if we covered this, but whose father stands to be fucked in that match?
Oof, I'm not going to say anything because I feel like both guys would just beat me up. I'm not going to say anything. Not Shane Matthews, though. I think he's a bit of a pussy.
Oh, shit.
No, he's okay.
He's a bit of a pussy. I'm just saying, I've watched him get beat up by girls before. I don't want to, like...
He has gotten beaten up by girls.
Exactly. You don't want to bad talk a guy too much, but I've seen him getting beat up by girls. So I'm like,
it's not getting beaten up by girls that makes you a pussy. It's that the girl was tiny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Small girl.
Yeah, a very tiny girl.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Like, it wasn't...
It wasn't a midget or anything, but she's small.
Yeah, exactly.
She's very small.
He's still lost. I don't know about how he treats his girlfriend, though. That I'm not...
Oh, yeah, he's weird, huh?
Yeah,
he's
little...
just very protective.
Nobody can actually see Walter's face, but he's implying that he's very protective.
Walter's also very protective of his girlfriend.
I'm just trying to remember.
Whenever any of the action like spills outside of the ring at Battle War and Walter's there with his fiance, he just yells at the wrestlers. He's like, don't you fucking look at her!
Don't you
look at her!
Don't look her in the eye!
Don't you fucking look at her! Look at your opponent, asshole!
Just stay away. Yeah.
She's off the market.
Exactly. I'm engaged. So what else?
Basically, that Kevin Steen big magic thing. Anybody that's sitting at home and being like, oh, I don't know, I haven't seen Kevin Steen in Montreal in a long time. Maybe I'll wait it out. You know, that's
the next
I'm
time
telling
you
that's wrong.
The next time you see Kevin Steen, you'll be sitting with your back at the wall of the Bell Center, maybe.
Maybe. You'll be way up there with Goat.
You'll be up there with Goat.
You'll be up there with Goat and Tiger.
Yeah. Which to me now sounds like an amazing way to watch Raw.
Goat and Tiger.
Yeah. What else is on the card? Do you know? Can you tell us? Well, I mean, obviously that's the big.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a six-man match for the title, which is going to be pretty fucking crazy.
It's a six-man? I think I saw the last. Like, a six-man, like, full-on, like, a scramble?
Yeah, it's a scramble. Dubois in there. Saint-Jacques is in there.
Is it elimination or...
I don't know. I think it's one fall to a finish.
Both members of TDT are in there?
Both are in there, yeah. So... That should be pretty fucking.
So who's it? So run it down in its entirety. We got both members.
I don't even remember who's actually confirmed. But okay. There's Mike Bailey, both members of TDT, and then Uno is also in there.
Okay,
so that's pretty fucking wild.
And then an empty slot.
there's announced, but I just can't remember it.
Okay. So go check out Battle War on Facebook.
Yeah, check it out. Battle War on Facebook or Twitter. Battle_war.
Are there any stipulations on the... I'm sorry to come back to this. Are there any stipulations on the Big Magic Steen match, or is it just straight?
No, it's just Kevin's match, man, yeah, that he accepted and wants to do. I was saying, I've seen...
Last time Steen was at Battle War, he got pretty hardcore with Phantom.
Yeah.
So, but are they going to try to keep it
in
the
ring? I wish I would have gone to that.
That was a great show, Battle War 3.
Yeah.
I remember it was me, Frankie the Mobster...
Yep.
Versus Twiggy and Sexy Eddie.
Nice. Yeah.
Now that was a real wild match, man.
Frankie was wearing his tiger mask, if I recall.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you remember it.
Yeah.
That was a real fun time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a great show. But what else is there? Rogan versus Shane Hawk. That's been boiling over for a long time.
Rogan has spent a lot of money on tickets.
So that's finally happening. Yeah, it's finally happening.
Oh my god!
Exactly.
What else?
I really just hope Shane Hawk I do not wish ill on anybody, but I hope Shane Hawk breaks Rogan's leg.
I thought you were gonna say I hope Shane Hawk gets hurt. What the fuck did that guy do to you?
No, I'm saying that Rogan just like he breaks his leg and just stops him from wrestling.
That's what I want to see happening.
I'm sick and tired of Rogan. Just fucking with the show.
Yeah,
having no respect for the people that put this, organized this, and put it together, and just fucking doing what he wants to. Like, you never want a guy to get hurt in the ring,
right.
But maybe Rogan.
I mean, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
If he had, like, a... You remember when Sid Vicious broke his leg? If that happened to him on Sunday?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Out for months. Doesn't show up to anything. Like I said, you just don't... You don't want anything bad to happen.
Well, I take that back. I don't want him to get hurt. Yeah. Okay. He is a jerk, though.
Or at least, let's say humiliated to the point where he, like, hangs up his boots.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, let's remove
he slips
hurt.
Slips in dog shit or something. Yeah. Something like that.
A dog shit match.
Yeah.
Just dog shit in the ring all over the place. Worst match in history.
The other day I was at a private party.
We've covered a couple of dad fucking matches today. So.
A dog shit dad fuck match.
That's disgusting. That's really disgusting.
You say you're working a private party?
I was at a private party. I was invited, and there was a barbecue, and the guy paying for everything was like this guy from Singapore. This has nothing to do with wrestling. This guy from Singapore, and they're doing speeches, and this one guy goes, guys, give this guy a round of applause. He's taking care of the party. He's from Singapore. He's the guest of honor.
Right.
So he's going to eat first. But right before, I was standing right in front of a dog that was taking a big fucking shit. And the guest of honor walks right by and slips in the dog shit right after they announce that he's the guest of honor. So this poor bastard from Singapore had shit all over him.
Jeez. Did you then run past him in line and eat?
Well, he definitely didn't eat first, man. He went to go cleaned up and shit. So
it would have been funny. He just slips. You see Tiger's like, yeah, just runs past and grabs a boot.
Yeah. What else? I went to a Dominatrix recently.
Okay.
How'd that go?
Wild. I've always thought about it. It was just weird, man.
I'm
trying to figure out which one of your Facebook posts alluded to that in some kind of vague way.
I don't think I posted about it.
Well, you can now.
I will.
So
you put like nipple clamps on. It was real weird, man.
Was it like? We have some friends or whatever who are like into the Montreal fetish.
Yeah, scene.
Exactly. And I just don't get it. I'm like, I could see myself possibly going to a fetish party the same way, like, going to a museum. Where I'm like, I'm not going there to, like, get turned on or anything, but just to kind of be like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
I get turned on at museums.
You get turned on? Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Who doesn't?
That's not a thing.
It's 2014.
Basically, if something's old enough, I get turned on.
Paintings.
Regular
porn.
Off all over that fucking
legal bank. Documents. Yeah. Just jerk off everywhere.
Modern design.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go to the MoMA and you're just...
Dinosaur bones.
Don't even.
You know, stick your dick right in that little hole and cut yourself up.
I cut my dick on a jagged dinosaur bone while I was fucking it. Would you do it again? Did you do the dominatrix thing again?
No, it's one of those things that I wanted to try once, and that was it.
So it was just a like tip the toe in the water and just fucking.
Yeah,
back up.
I mean, I'm like that, right? Like, I'll try anything once.
Yeah. Listen to our previous podcasts.
Yeah, I've done a lot of weird sex things, and I don't think I would do it again. But no, it was fun. Had a great chat with her, and it was awesome.
Great chat.
Afterwards, she was telling me about her job and how fucking. Emotionally draining it is to like beat somebody up all day.
Crazy.
And like physically tiring because she's like,
I'd imagine,
because for dominatrix bitches to get to beat people up, mm-hmm. a lot of times the guy that's paying her will say like, oh, you're an ugly whore.
Yeah.
Because
they
want to get hit really hard, or like, oh, you're a fucking you're ugly, you're stupid and stuff like that. Like, they'll just say really fucking mean things to them.
Right.
Until the girl gets mad enough to actually punch him in the face as hard as she can.
Yeah.
So imagine that's your job, right? Like, somebody's telling you, like, oh, you're a fucking loser.
Right. Interestingly.
And then you beat them up.
I knew a dominatrix who was a lesbian in, I guess, her day-to-day life, but was a straight dominatrix, and that she would dominate males.
Right.
And apparently, like, got an enormous amount of clientele on that fact. Like, the fact that she was, like, repulsed by the guy.
Right.
To begin with, got some guys just, like, crazily off. Like, the fact that you're like, this woman doesn't even fucking find me attractive.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what I do, she's a lesbian.
Right.
And I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up, man.
I was like that blew my mind, where I was like, the guy...
This conversation took a turn.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, we started with me fucking beef against his will.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, really, Walter? We talked about...
That's true.
Patra rape.
I'd like to say that originally going into this podcast, the idea was it was going to be you... And maybe somebody else.
Right.
And I'm not saying I'm not happy that we got to talk to you for the hour. But I'm just saying, I think that's
so
really contributed to the fact that we've touched on dominatrix.
I want to answer your statement with a question. To say that you thought that Bugs Ballmer would have classied this up?
I mean, it would... if anything, it might have introduced some other type of variety.
Some other type of sleaze.
I feel that Bucks would now be telling us stories about, like, gas station dominatrix. And we'd be like, oh, thanks, Bucks. You took this to a whole new level.
Bucks is actually, like, I really like that. I really like that guy.
Mm.
We went to go wrestle in Connecticut once, and we were in the back seat. And we were just chatting the whole time. And he and I are a lot alike. Like, we've both... done a whole bunch of drugs, and we both have had sex with a whole bunch of weird women. Mm-hmm. And, like, we were in the car talking about, like, hey, you ever fuck a really fat girl, like, so fat that it's embarrassing? He's like, oh, yeah, a couple times. And then we were just, like I one time fucked a girl on a respirator. I think I told you this story.
No, I don't think you did.
We definitely did. You definitely didn't on air, and now you need to start.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this. I apologize. By the way, it's Keith's girlfriend sitting right here beside me. It's a very sweet-looking girl. So it was around the phase where I was doing a lot of cocaine.
Uh-huh.
And one of my friends was like, oh, I went to high school with this girl named Sandra. She's a little heavy, but she messaged me recently, and she's looking for somebody to have sex with. So I added her on MSN because I had MSN at the time.
As you do.
And just chatting, and she showed me a picture of her, and she was pretty heavy. And I was like, oh, whatever. Like, it's not so bad. And I was living downtown at the time.
That's why God created light switches.
Exactly. So one night, I got drunk at Cock and Bull downtown, mm-hmm. where I've had sex with a lot of fucking weird women. And I went back upstairs because I lived right above it. I lived in the Schoen building. And I called her.
On Fort St. Catherine.
Yeah. So I called her. I'm like, hey, I'm going to come over. And it's the first time I actually see her. She lives in LaSalle, so I take a metro, a cab, which is like $30, right? It's pretty fucking expensive. So, and I'm off, I'm really high.
You're suddenly questioning. You're like, would this have been cheaper what am for I a
doing?
Hooker?
The whole time I'm going, I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? But I was high, so my perverted side was like, no, you're going to fuck this.
Your dick's you're like, you're good. You're good, Jack. You're going to have a good time.
So I get there. I ring the doorbell. She opens the door. Okay, now, she's got like fucking 4 cats. Okay. Right. Just and she's way fatter than the pictures could have ever shown me. Like, just way fatter. She's wearing a black muumuu. Okay? And she's got a respirator. Now, she didn't tell me that she had a respirator. Now, she was so fat that she had a hard time breathing.
Okay, there it is.
So she had a tank, like an oxygen tank. And that's a respirator, right?
Yeah,
an oxygen
tank. Yeah,
so she had like a tank.
You fucked fat Darth Vader.
And she goes, she takes it off and she goes, hey, how are you? And I just walk up and I wasn't even fucking thinking. I just start making out with her. And...
Tagger's now telling the story directly to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
We apologize to it first.
Yeah. So she grabs me by the hand and she starts bringing me in the bedroom, right? And she has to put the fucking gas mask down and she has to walk by the kitchen and then she takes the kitchen gas tank mask and goes, because she can't go a long time without using these oxygen tanks. We go to her bedroom. And the bedroom gas thing was fucking way different because it was like 2 tubes that went up her nostrils. And she lays down and she pulls the muumuu up because she's too fat to take off the fucking dress. So she pulls the muumuu up and, you know, obviously I just start fucking her. And that's what I'm
obviously
for. And the whole time I am just disgusted with her. And it's really wrong that, you know, I'm telling this story and
did
I'm
take
disgusted
a pull
with
off
her.
The respirator?
She had it
in her nose. She was ready.
It was the tubes. So anyway, I'm having sex with her. I'm fucking her. This story gets way worse,
by
the way.
You just ruined Walter's wedding.
It gets worse?
Gets way worse. This is why I want to write a book one day, because my life is filled with these fucking stupid things.
This is why we have you on every 6 months.
Yeah. So I'm fucking her, and I'm obviously on top of her. And the door opens. And I turn around, and I'm really high, and I go, what is that? And she goes, oh, don't worry, it's just my husband. And it's okay, because she had told me earlier that she was married, and that her and her husband were like an open relationship, but I didn't know he would be there. And so, and she asked me, she goes, do you mind if he watches? And I'm like, yeah, whatever, I don't care. Because I'm just so high and I'm
you
angry that I'm having sex with this fucking grotesque woman who's got tubes in her nose. I'm just so fucking angry.
High and angry?
Because I think I'm an attractive man. So for me to fuck a woman like that, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? So he comes up and he looks like, what's the fucking actor's name on King of Queens? Patton Oswalt?
Wow.
He looks like him, but he's got long hair. And he's wearing one of those, you remember like in the early 2000s, the anime t-shirts that people
yeah.
would
wear? Oh
he's
my
wearing
God.
One of these in like 2008. Yeah. Or whatever the fuck year it was.
Like the
Hawaiian shirts
Sherpa
with
an anime
character
on.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Wow.
So he sits on a lazy boy or like a one of those cushioned chairs in front of us, and he's just watching my ass go up and down as I fuck his wife. And so I pull out and I take the condom off and I just come on her tits, and I sit on the edge of the bed, and you know, like, I'll ask him because your girlfriend's here. You know when you have sex with a girl you don't want to have sex with and you sit on the edge of the bed and you do this and you're
and
like, oh God, where am I?
Holding your forehead.
What have I done? Yeah,
right.
I'm a monster. You know what I mean?
So the husband's still in the corner while you're having this like crisis of conscience.
Listen to this. Listen to this, dude. So I'm fucking rubbing my eyes like, oh my God. And she goes, come here. And I'm like, oh, what's she fucking talking to me? I already want to fucking lose my mind. And I feel the bed get pushed down. And I'm like, huh, this is weird. And I turn around, and it's her husband crawling towards her, and he licks my semen up off of her stomach. And I don't remember if this happened. I'm like, 75% of this? I'm pretty sure he meowed like a cat. So as that happens, I turn around and I do this again. like this. Like, oh, this is even worse. And that's my story with the respirator girl. And after that, the husband was like, oh, I'll make a pot of coffee. We can all chat. You want to hear the worst part? Is I stayed for the coffee. That's the worst part.
So yeah. for all those listeners that we gained by having Andy Melman on.
And this is an honest-to-God story. This isn't even me fucking wearing a mask.
This is the Melman follow-up episode, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Anybody we might have gained by having Just for Laughs co-founder Andy Melman on. Yeah, this is what it usually is like.
But here's the thing, right? Like, all that and all I'm just Montreal, right? Like, when people ask me what I am, I'm Montreal. That's what I am.
Montreal, bitches. Montreal.
So we have a 5-question segment.
all right, let's wrap it up.
There's no going back from that story.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's
have you done our 5-question segment?
Last
time we didn't have the new and improved questions.
Yeah, there's new and improved questions.
Awesome. We have new and improved questions as helped developed by Mike Patterson.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Somehow. I forget how he was involved with this.
Because he was on our 50th. And on our 50th, we decided to rewrite the questions
there
with the help of Mike Patterson.
All right.
Fun fact for the listeners, the Go Plug Yourself aficionados.
Right.
One of the only reasons the Giant Tiger wasn't the 50th is because that we were holding out for Patterson. That's why Tiger was the Christmas special.
Yeah.
So that we
had, he was the surprise guest.
Yeah, exactly.
Over at your place.
We had to fudge the count so that Patterson could be on the 50th.
I remember you guys were making a bunch of fucking bacon things. We were talking about that
bacon
recently.
Fest.
Yeah, yeah.
Keith misses also Bacon Fest.
Yes.
I had just started a diet, man. I really wish I didn't. Yeah. I would have fucking
the traditional
so much
meal of Keith misses grilled cheese sandwiches and bacon.
Bacon.
Yeah.
All right. So get ready for these new questions.
Yeah.
You
do I have to answer them really fast? Or?
No,
I mean, I'd prefer if you did, but you don't. You certainly don't.
Right.
Question one, Walter, what is it?
Question number one.
We've done this like 20 times.
Now I'm only thinking of the old questions. worst fashion choice? Is that the first question?
That's one of them.
It's number two?
Fucking spoiler. That's number three.
Just ask the goddamn questions.
What did you want to be when you grew up, Tiger?
Wrestler? 100%.
100%? What was a follow-up question? Did you ever hurt yourself pretending to be a wrestler when you were a kid?
When I would backyard wrestle, no, I never actually got, like, seriously hurt.
It's impressive.
Never.
So you're the...
I didn't do any hardcore. I was a trampoline guy.
Oh, you're a trampoline wrestler?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. The way to go, I think.
Yeah,
for,
yeah.
Like, backyard. You're going to do backyard.
Did you guys backyard wrestle?
No.
I like couch wrestle.
Did you have a name?
No, like, I mean, I never like was in like an actual backyard wrestling league.
Yeah,
we would just, my friends and I would just reenact moves and stuff. So we would be like whoever it was.
Powerbomb. I bet you guys did powerbombs a lot.
Powerbombs into the bed, man.
Yeah.
Just nonstop. I was the small kid.
Right.
I bumped so hard.
Yeah.
Like all the time, because all my friends were big enough that they could just pick me up and toss me around.
Yeah, of course.
So it'd just be like, we'll just pick up Keith and throw him. And I was
yeah,
throw me.
Right.
Did you ever get injured?
I was fucking around. I don't know if it was expressly a wrestling thing or maybe just like a bouncing bed fight, but I actually, one of the three times that I stretched the ligament in my knee, was fucking around on a bed in what I feel was a kind of a wrestling thing. And I fell off the bed, and my ankle stayed on the bed as I fell past the bed, so it just tweaked my entire leg up.
Okay.
I don't know if that's making sense.
Yeah, I understand.
So it's like
as
your body goes past, if you imagine falling off a bed, but your ankle stays at bed height, and then the full weight of your body twists your knee, like, horizontally.
Right.
Where it doesn't go, and I was very lucky to have not torn the ligaments in that.
I
stretched
absolutely.
Them. Yeah, exactly. That was kind of a... may have been a wrestling-related incident.
Question dos.
Who is the greatest person of all time? Fast. This one's fast.
Twiggy.
Wow.
I like it.
Twiggy. I really mean that. I think he is.
Even with the long hair?
He's a good guy.
Yeah, have you seen his sideburns?
Even with his sideburns?
Holy shit. I think he is. I mean that.
Twiggy's a good guy.
Now I feel bad that we didn't have
him
on.
You guys ever see him do improv?
Yeah, I have actually. I've seen him.
Really fucking funny guy.
I don't think I actually have yet, somehow.
Yeah, I saw him when he used to do some of the workshop stuff on Sundays.
Right.
I haven't seen a lot of his recent stuff.
Since we're going to plug Battle War this Sunday, can you put a link for Montreal Improv?
Sure, why not?
Let's do that. Let's plug that improv thing, because those guys are fucking awesome.
Shoot all the links to me.
Awesome.
And they will all get put up.
Yeah.
And... What is the worst fashion choice you've ever made?
Keeping in mind that that your wrestling attire is you in broken pants.
Are we talking about wrestling or just in life?
I think period.
I think in life.
Okay.
When was it, like, because even in, and I would even go as far as to say that it's more in life, because like in wrestling, if you look like shit, but you look in the mirror and you're like, I look like shit, and that's what I'm going
but
for.
But I can market this.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not necessarily a bad choice.
Right.
Like, this is something where you're like, you look back and you're like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Wow. I went through a phase where I would wear like really long socks my last year of high school. Like, they went up to here, and then
he's pointing above his knee.
Yeah. I would wear shorts as well. Like, they were blue, I remember.
Why'd you do that?
Blue shorts.
What were you going for? What was the intention?
A wrestler, Beef Wellington, did it. I started training when I was 16, and I saw Beef Wellington do it. He wore really long socks with shorts.
Yeah.
No, in life. And I remember thinking, like, oh, that's cool. I want to do that. And I did that, and that's probably the dumbest thing I've ever worn.
Giant Tiger's wearing a fanny pack right now. I also want to...
Probably the coolest thing I've ever worn.
The number one wrestling accessory.
About to whip up a salad, yeah.
Number one wrestling accessory is the fanny pack.
You and I were discussing... What do you think led to the fanny pack trend in the 90s amongst pro wrestlers? I'm thinking it was just a good place to hold all your, like, vitamin supplements and roids
100%.
And money.
Drugs and
Hulk
money.
Hulk Hogan called it... somebody called it a fuck warrior. I don't know. Your gimmick bag. You'd put all your gimmicks in there. And I think what they meant
the
was
gimmicks
just drugs,
being pills,
like,
exactly,
and shit,
steroids,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And shit like that.
But that's it. I was like, your drugs and also your cash. Because I imagine also you're like, give me the fucking money and I'll keep it right fucking next to me.
Yeah.
And nobody can fuck me over. Like,
right, yeah.
You know?
I really believe the fanny pack was for drugs. And like, drug dealers use it. Like, how many of us have bought fucking coke?
Yeah.
And have the fucking drug dealer pull, you know, out of the fanny pack.
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody that's listening to this is bought drugs once, yeah. So they can relate.
Andy Nolman. No. I'm saying Andy Nolman listeners. Andy Nolman fans.
I was like, no.
I'm apologizing one more time.
Oh, I thought you were like,
I was apologizing to all the listeners that Andy Nolman brought in. All
right. And now, so get
now the, Andy Nolman's question.
Yeah, so you get Andy. You know who Andy Nolman is? Or do you know
Andy
Nolman?
Yeah.
So you get Andy, to
Andy
answer
Nolman
Andy Nolman's
question. The co-founder of the Just for Laughs Festival.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
I know.
Exactly. So,
You know, Goat?
Goat?
You know this guy, Goat?
Goat?
You know my buddy, Goat?
Yeah, exactly. So we had Andy Nolman on. And
how great would it be if Goat and Andy Nolman are the same guy and we just don't know?
Yeah, exactly. Nobody knows.
Yeah, exactly. So we hung out with Andy Nolman. He told us the secret of how to become the next big thing in comedy. I don't know if Walter was paying attention, but he said that.
I don't even remember he was on at this point.
Yeah. Anyway, he came out and literally told us what he thinks the next big thing in comedy is. Feel real bad for Walter for not picking up on that. And he wanted to know, who do you want to inspire? Either a group of people or a single person, if there's like someone in your life that you want to inspire, or like a general group.
Absolutely.
Beef Wellington's father.
No. Done enough damage
don't answer
to that
for
guy.
Him.
Yeah. Actually inspire people in life.
Yeah.
Recovering drug addicts. That's who I want to inspire. Depressed people.
Okay.
I went through a phase where I had a lot of shit in my life, and obviously with that story, like, now I can look at it and laugh.
Yeah.
And
I mean, if you go back and listen to our other episodes,
you've
told some dark stories.
Yeah, there's been a lot of dark stuff. Like when I was a kid, I had a really shitty childhood, had a really shitty father, had a lot, like, turned to drugs, had a lot of women that treated me like garbage. And like, I would really like to, you know, one day tell all my stories to, you know, people like me and say, like, look, it's okay, I'm not dead.
Yeah, even
though I thought I was going to die, and I tried to, and, you know, drugs couldn't kill me, and even me doing it couldn't kill me. Like, there's more to life than just being depressed all the time, and, you know, overcoming that. I kind
of
want to inspire people to
be
happy.
As a side note, I just want to point out, I don't know whether this is an appropriate observation or not, as you said that last part, you all the while holding a knife in your hand.
Yeah,
that you're waving around for no reason.
Yeah.
That you've been holding for the majority of the podcast.
It was because I've got
a
pepper that I'm going to cut up into my salad. So I thought about it at home.
Yeah. But I was going to say
it's a little disconcerting, though. Listening to you say that and watching you, like, flailing this knife around.
I was going to say, as a footnote to just basically all of the Tiger stories, one of the reasons why we don't mind sharing them and laughing about them is the Tiger's doing a lot better than the stage of life that you were in when these stories come from.
Yeah. You got some Tiger's shoulders these days. The shoulders are just out of control.
It's not as though Tiger's about to finish this podcast and go fuck a fat chick on a respirator. He's doing better now.
I recently had sex like really weird sex, but I wasn't on drugs. And I just learned now that the weird sex I've had in my life wasn't because of the drugs. It was just because I guess I'm a fucking pervert. So like, recently may have been a little weirder. No, it was as weird as the other one, but it was like,
I really learn something about yourself all the time.
Yeah, man, I'm very sexual. I'm a very sexual guy. You don't need drugs to be a fucking creep. Or
that's the tagline for this episode.
You don't need drugs to be a fucking creep. Yeah. It all stems back to when you were a kid and everything. And I was always a fucking pervert, I guess.
This is one of our best episodes ever.
Fact.
I want to say.
I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but I watched a couple. No, I didn't watch a couple. I met a couple on Craigslist, and the husband wanted to watch me have sex with his wife.
Right.
And they told me to be quiet. They're like, oh, just be quiet when you get here. And I was like, okay, why? And they're like, oh, because our daughter's asleep.
Oh, damn it. Okay,
and they had a curtain up.
No.
Like to block off the living room because it was open. And as I was having sex with her, he was filming it with an iPad. And he had a bunch of empty beer cans, and he knocked them over. So she stopped the sex to yell at him for waking up the daughter. And then that.
And ladies and gentlemen,
I was completely sober.
That's why Tanger's going to be on every 6 months.
Yeah.
There's still tip of the iceberg.
Hopefully I can put all of these stories in a book one day and then sell it and then go on like Oprah Winfrey, this fucking stupid big bitch, and you know, sell my stories and make a ton of money. Hopefully turn all my negatives into
Oprah
a money making.
Anyway.
Okay. Oprah's a big bitch, yeah.
Tiger, real important.
Yo.
You need to ask a question to our guest in the future.
Without any knowledge as to who that will be.
Because we don't know.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and say something, I guess, that has to do with sex.
Uh-huh. All right. It's up to you.
I guess the simple thing is, what's the most taboo thing you've ever done during sex?
Wow. Okay. I think we should make sure to have like a guest that we think would be okay to answer that.
It's up to you.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever done during sex? I feel like that's an answer everybody can. It's a question everybody can answer.
I'm just like,
unless you're a pussy.
I'm just worried about who the guest might be. Like, but I guess most of the people we have on, I think, would probably be okay.
Well,
with
Walter, do you want to answer that question?
What's the most?
No.
Not particularly.
Well, I feel that we'd be hypocrites if we didn't answer it ourselves.
We're all into something a little weird.
Yeah. I was not that into it, but I will answer. And I guess a lot of my friends know. I actually did like swinging where I swapped.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Swapped,
I've done that.
Swapped
my
girlfriend with another girl, and then and it was not into it. Not into it at all.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I could not maintain being aroused with the other girl thinking about the fact that my girl was getting fucked by the other dude.
Right.
And it was not Sarah.
Right.
It was
the girl
not
sitting
Sarah.
To my left.
It wasn't X.
I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah. No. Do not get any ideas about Sarah, listeners.
I swung with Sarah a couple times.
You swallowed Sarah?
Swung with.
Swallowed her whole.
Yeah. I swallowed
Sarah. Yeah, I swung Sarah around.
Don't be a pussy.
I swung Sarah around, but what I didn't say was that I was getting off.
Oh my God, Walter, don't be a pussy. Tell us the most taboo thing you've done during sex.
I really don't want to.
Yeah, but guess what? You're going to ask
my sex life is really boring. It's just not very. That sounds like a shitty thing to say. It's just not.
It's not
interesting.
Like it's not perverted
it's like
or
after
crazy.
After this, it's like I don't.
Did you ever do anything weird by yourself?
Oh God, all the time.
Because that counts.
I woke up.
Self love is love.
I mean, I woke up in bed once. And there was like a bunch of blood in the bed, and I didn't know why. But this is not with my current partner. Anyway, this. And there's
so you need to be ready to answer that question because you're going to ask it to a stranger in like 2 weeks.
I'd rather not.
Yeah. All
right, let's wrap up this episode.
Let's wrap up the show. 3 days from now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because this comes out on a Thursday, July 27th?
Oh, I once finger-banged a fat girl in Foofs. Maybe.
Was it in Battle War?
No.
Aw. It's finger banged a fat girl of votes. That's fair.
That's a good one.
Count it.
There it is.
Tiger. July 27th, is that right?
July 27th.
Yep. Sunday. Yeah. What time do you need to show up to get tickets to Kevin Steen?
Buy tickets at the door.
Can you buy tickets in advance?
No, you cannot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so Battle War's too cheap to get those pre-sales.
Those assholes.
Yeah.
So get there early?
Yeah, get there early. Well, doors open at 7:30.
Yeah.
Pre-show match, get there at 7 o'clock, 7:15. Mm-hmm. There will probably be a lineup.
There'll definitely be a lineup.
I think there will be a lineup for this show. And, like, really, I mean, if you're listening to the show and you're like, oh, I've got plans on Sunday, like, you're a fucking liar. Nobody has plans on Sunday.
Exactly.
So
it's not
don't be an asshole. Come check
Game
this out.
Game of Thrones
it's be
isn't
huge.
Even on right
it's
now.
It's over.
Exactly. Yeah, 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 exactly. Over. Like, Game of Thrones is off until next spring. You, have
you guys
no
almost
reason.
Lost. You guys almost lost Beef Wellington last time to Game of Thrones.
Me too. I fucking love Game of Thrones.
Okay,
all right. I love it.
That'd be the worst. It's just yeah. For some reason, it's just Mike Bailey shadowboxing.
Ladies and gentlemen, nobody showed up because of Game of Thrones.
I said Mike Bailey shadowboxing in the ring, and
yeah,
you're like,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he's such a professional that even though he also wants to be at home watching Game of Thrones, he still showed up.
July 27th, Fofun Electric Battle War, $15 a ticket. You'd be fucking stupid not to come. It's going to be huge.
Dan Taggart has called you stupid if you're not there.
Yeah, you're stupid. And you're a pervert.
Fucking
sick fuck having sex with married women. Look at cum. Sick fuckers.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're not at Fofun Electric for on Sunday night, you're a stupid pervert.
You're probably having sex with a fat woman. That's what we're going to assume.
On a respirator.
Yeah, if I know you and you're not there, you're just a fucking a fat respirator woman.
Well, Tiger is deep into making a salad here, right. So I think we should wrap
Walter,
this up.
Do you have anything that you want to throw up that you have coming up? No?
When is this coming out?
Thursday.
Friday, go to Burritoville for the monthly Friday show there. Leland Beckman is going to be headlining. And I'm going to be doing a set. And it's not like there's any comedy festival happening or anything that has other shows this Friday. So I'm pretty sure that's the only comedy show
Friday.
So you should definitely go to Burritoville.
We're really in a comedy vortex right
now. It's sad how that happens in July.
Yeah, exactly. End of July is
so
the
come to
fucking
that.
Comedy
Do that.
Vortex.
Go to that. It's going to be good. And it's like I think it's $5 or something. I don't know. It's cheap.
It's like some amount of money, and then it's a little bit less money if you buy a burrito.
Yeah, it's cheap. And
pretty sweet. It's a good deal. Like that. That's a great deal.
It's a good deal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're gonna start doing that at Battle War. Exactly. Give you a burrito if it fucking. Like,
Tiger, thank you so much for
thank
the
you guys.
The
thanks for putting up
always.
With that shit. Thank
awesome.
You.
And as always, I mean, like I said, we'll see you, I guess, around Christmas.
I'll see you at Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah. Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure as always to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?